I prayed in the Holy Ghost. I locked myself into my prayer closet. And one day God gave me a prayer. I said, now God, shake this town and shake the town hall and shake the mayor and the chief of police and the whole gang. I mentioned them all. And God did that 2 weeks later. Word for word, he answered that prayer. Strange. And he shook that whole town. And not only the town, the strange thing happened. About 2 weeks later, a man came in and was saved and was healed. He was a lame man. He came with crutches and he walked out with his crutches on his back. And whereas always he went to town hall on Monday to get his relief money, now he came to get a job. And the whole gang came together, the mayor and the chief of police and the whole gang. They said, what happened to you? And you know, the funny thing was, I didn't know anything about it. I'd seen him, but I didn't know what happened to him because he was a Russian. He couldn't talk German or English. So when the paper came out, the whole front page was full. Crippled, healed, in answer to prayer. And the strange thing was, after that, we had to open the church every day, and every day was packed to the gun walls. And I never had more liberty and a greater unction to preach than in those days. Oh, how these sinners, and they were the sinners, they were the underworld that came in, and I saw them growing white as their sheep with conviction. And another wonderful thing happened. All the papers took up the story in Chicago, in New York, in San Francisco. 4 months later, I heard from India. Somebody had read it there in the paper. Now, many people had been healed, and no mention was made of it in the paper, but God answered my prayer. Oh, beloved, God is waiting for his sons to be saved.